Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Alex Italanda here. Before we get this week's Behind the Ostium started, I just wanted to talk about the Ostium Sagas. It's a spin-off series I've come up with where Steve finds an ancient tome hidden in the Ostium network and begins recording the stories within its pages of people going through Ostium doors and getting stuck in whatever time they're in. Right now, it's only being released on our Patreon. However, you can get instant access to the number of episodes already released by becoming a patron at any level. To do that, all you have to do is head on over to patreon.com/ostiumpodcast and become a member for as little as $1 or $2 a month and start listening to this original series. New episodes are released every week, and the Ostium Sagas is going to be running for a long time. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Okay, on with this week's Behind the Ostium.
And now we're back with another Behind the Ostium, and this time we're diving into episode 37. Say hi to the AI. So the title, I don't know if you've noticed much about the title, Dwayne, and notice it's all in capitals.
I wrote down all in caps. Does that mean something?
Other than I wanted something funny and jokey and kind of weird and basically something totally different, because the show goes on a new, not necessarily a tangent here, but it goes in a new direction, I'd say, at this point. And so that's why I wanted to have something look different with the capital letters. It looks different to your usual title reference, things like that. And that's at the start, I think, about these episodes too. I can't remember if I've done them before them. I did a kind of like sponsorship thing with Arcadia Power, which is they're a renewable power company, though they're actually not a power company necessarily, but the way they do is they work with whichever power company you're using, and they have it so that when you sign up with them, you pay a little bit extra, and then whatever power you're using, you can feel comfortable knowing it's not coal. You're using renewable power that they're getting from PG&E or whoever it is that's running doing the power stuff. But it was my first chance to kind of do these ads and try and promote it for my sponsor, but also do kind of in-show ads with the characters of Jake, Monica, and Steve joking about the Ostium Network and what it's like when they want to get, you know, how does the Ostium Network be powered? You know, what's the best way they can do it? What if they use Arcadia Power, at least to be renewable resources and wouldn't be harmful to the environment and stuff? I even managed to, because it was prevalent at the time, put a Brexit joke in there for Steve, which worked out well. So getting back to the episode, so we have Jean, which is our first new character in some time. I was trying to think, the last character I thought that we only had for a line or two was Dr. Kimura a number of seasons ago. But otherwise, there hasn't really been any big new characters in a while. And I knew as I was writing this character that they were going to be a new part of the show, like as big as the other characters to some extent. And having them be an artificial intelligence, I knew it was going to be the Ostium Power version of an artificial intelligence, and had to be something different and crazier and bigger and, you know, to number 11 or whatever for as AIs go. But it was also going to be a balance between having them want to almost be human and have sentience, already have sentience, but also be more than that and have a connection with humanity because of the kind of situation they were in with the Ostium Network and with the people they were always interacting with. You may have noticed in a few of these episodes that the name was said a little differently each time, from Zhang, Zhang, and Zhang is the actual correct way. Proper way to say it is how the voice actor Emily Wong says it, because she knows exactly how to properly say it, but and she does it in a special way. But Zhang is as close as I can get to saying it. But it shows that sometimes you have issues when you have all your actors remote recording with trying to show, you know, how to say certain words. I've actually even started now with certain words where if I know it might be a little tricky, I will pre-record me saying those certain words and send them along for the voice actors. But also now that's changed with the pandemic and the rise of the great head of Zoom, that we've been doing our recordings now via Zoom, as we are literally right now, but also going over the script and being able to correct voice actors that way and get things right the first time around. As I was writing it, this is one of those things I realized for Zhang, that they were the person, I'm quote fingers here, who interviewed Monica and Steve to employ them for the Ostium Network. It was one of the things that I was writing. It's like, oh my gosh, that's a thing where I wasn't like, oh, this is a plot point. It was, oh, I guess that's the character revealing themselves and they're that person too. Wow, that's crazy. And again, having a mobile human-like form, body form, robot form for Zhang is another fun little sci-fi trope to play with there, which we haven't seen since, but we may see again at some point in future seasons. The mention of the cafe, I can't remember if I mentioned it before when we talked about that episode, but the Domago Cafe in Paris is a Amelia Project podcast reference. Did you get that, Dwayne?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's where they love their hot chocolate from Domago. I wanted to make it clear right away to show the kind of intelligence level for Zhang, that they knew right away that this is Jake Fisher and not other Jake, evil Jake, even though they seemed like the same person, that they knew exactly what was going on with each Jake, and that this wasn't that Jake, but that was okay. And with having Zhang here and knowing what they know, we can actually finally have a few answers revealed about the Ostia network, things we might never have necessarily found out, but having an AI who's been running the show for a long time, you can get those answers for a change. And also that Zhang knows everything with our characters going on. It wasn't going to be the case of, hey, come listen to our recordings so that you know what we've been up to. But because Zhang is a quantum AI, they've been involved in everything for a long time and know everything going on with the characters, so we don't have to catch them all up with that. It was a chance for me to talk about quantum theory and quantum entanglement, which I find fascinating and like to talk about to the best of my ability with my lack of any physics degrees. But it's one of those kind of like mysteries of life, I think, that it's fun to play around with and will come up in future episodes, I'm sure. It was fun hearing Chris Fletcher, the voice of Jake, the way he said, first said Schrodinger for Schrodinger's cat. What is it? Schrodinger, I think he said, isn't it?
Schrodinger. I can't even say it wrong.
Yeah. I know. I think it's one of those things. It's like, if you haven't heard it, you say it how you say it in your head.
I think it was Schrodinger. I think it was
the G had a J sound instead of the hard G. Yeah.
Yeah, it was GIF and JIF.
Yeah, exactly. Which we won't start a war with that here. Because we all know it's GIF.
I answer to either.
But again, it was another moment where I left it in there because it was a fun little character trait, but also had Steve mention it and be like, that's interesting. The characters soon learn that this artificial intelligence here is like the most powerful thing in the Ostia network and beyond the Ostia network at this point too, because we don't know how far it reaches. We learn that Zhang is aware of these same explosions that Jake, Monica, and Steve have been experiencing around the island, but they don't know the origin. So you have this kind of one-upping here where, oh, we learned that Zhang is this awesome, incredible AI who knows just about everything. Oh, they also know about these explosions, but they don't know how they happen. Well, that's scary, because if the supercomputer doesn't know, then we're in deep doo-doo.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When we were doing, other Jake's voice, while having Chris do other Jake's voice, I wanted him to try to do a different kind of voice for himself, which obviously wasn't easy. But then I also ended up messing around in Audacity or whatever I was using and dropped the pitch a bit. So it's a lower, even lower than Chris's voice, a lower, deeper, weirder voice that I think worked well to make it seem like different from Jake Fisher to be other Jake. So we learn while Zhang doesn't know where the explosions come from, because they're able to work out so much data about how they all happen and everything, that they're able to work out when the next one will occur, which is kind of like, again, it's another Jake's Chekhov gun thing of future events that will happen, which is an important little note. And also made it clear that the explosions, the rifts, as I call them in the episode, they are similar to ostiums, much like Jake creates, but on a much larger and more intense and powerful scale. Did you pick up on that?
Yes. Yeah, I wrote down that the explosions are similar to the openings Jake makes. Mm-hmm. I obviously know why and how they're being made, but right. Are they being, you know, at the time I was trying to think, were they being made by not Jake himself, but someone else trying to open a door, not really knowing fully well how to do it, or maybe doing it in such a different way that they're more violent than when Jake.
Which does. I kind of pairs nicely with Jake being able to do it, but also not having really any clue how he does it or how it even works again or anything. Yeah. And then the episode ends with Dave realizing that with Zhang knowing so much, she can help him get back his memories and remember what exactly happened to him. All right, Dwayne, watch it out.
I'll start at the end because I did write down that Steve wants to remember everything. And the prompt was, I believe, are you ready? Or are you sure you want to? And that makes perfect sense, because as a listener, we know a little bit about what's going on with his character, more so than he may.
Definitely.
So we understand the gravity of the question, because what's the computer going to say that we don't know as the listener, that's just going to freak him out completely and, you know, put him into a fetal position?
This is him kind of through the episode two and the previous episode getting to realize that this, you know, he wants to remember and acknowledging that it may take a lot and a sacrifice and, you know, all these different things going on, but realizing at this point now he's ready for it. He's gone through the mental roller coaster of that and prepared himself as best he can.
Mm-hmm. So I do have, you know, who's the boss? So Jake's the boss. Why is Jake the boss? Of course, Jake would be the boss. I think this might, you know, just reinforce the connection Jake has with Ostium in every timeline, as we find out here with Zhang saying that they're maybe not listening to all of the recordings, but they're just aware of them. They don't have to go and listen to the recordings. They're aware as they're being recorded, or, you know, whatever. They're just in the ether, and Zhang has access to them.
Or it's like in movies where they have supercomputers or whatever, and they're like, yeah, I just read every book on the internet or whatever. You know? Yeah. I know it all now.
And we find out that I wrote down not the originals. They're dead, probably.
Mm-hmm.
All of the people in this Ostium network.
Yeah.
Is this Jake and Monica have visited the town of Ostium? Is that town of Ostium the same town of Ostium that was created by this timeline?
Mm-hmm.
Is this Monica the same Monica that was from this timeline? And I think the way that Zhang sort of just glosses over that whole possibility is very much in character with the way it's just a matter of fact. It's not even worth bringing up, you know, to a super.
And Zhang is known for so long, it's no biggie to her. Yeah.
Exactly. Because Zhang is a pretty, I don't want to say, yeah, it's not cruel, but they're not cruel, but they have a very bizarre sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you write it that way, but it comes across that, but it's a good, it's a very, yeah. I have such a big brain. I don't understand. Or maybe not that they don't understand, but that they just don't. I don't know. I guess it's like when we're talking to an aunt, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's the relationship. I mean, with Zhang,
which AI robot did anything hasn't had a, you know, chip on its shoulder?
and to them, it's not a chip.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is just the way things are.
Actually, one example I think of right away is Data and Lore from Next Generation, which again explores that. And I think it's a lot to do with the, it's not really juxtaposition, but it's almost like the yin and yang, especially in this case for Zhang, where they kind of want to be human, but they also know that they know everything and are so advanced that they can never be human. But they also want to try to be human to fit in with everyone else, but they also don't really need to because they're quantum AI, you know? And that's kind of the conflict that Zhang definitely wrestles with, if they wrestle with anything throughout, you know, each episode.
It definitely in this season, and then more so later on, we find out that it's very, I don't know, I don't know a great way to put it. It's a very simple type of a concept, but you can see that the character wants to grow, but doesn't know how. I don't know if that's a great way to put it.
Because I mean, especially as when you get to season six, and then you will kind of learn more of Zhang's backstory and how they came into being and all this stuff, that you can kind of see that they don't have, I mean, if you talk about a human of being reared from a young age and all this stuff, that they didn't have that. It was a different, you know, life to them sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did have something wrote down that the explosions, the rifts, killed everyone before the other version of Jake left. And then I go back to my note that they're similar to the openings that our Jake makes. And was it something the evil Jake was doing?
Possibly. Well, again, you get some answers in this season, but as we know now, you get more in season six. That kind of resolves it. That was one of the things that I was doing season six, realizing I needed to come back to this and flesh it out more and talk about what really happened then. Yeah.
And I'm not really sure how I noticed the episode title was in all caps, but I don't know how that's, I wasn't looking at just a list of all the episode titles. I just got to it and I'm like, hey, that's in all caps.
I mean, that's the sort of thing again, that if you were looking at a list, you know, in whatever podcast app, whatever, I mean, it would stand out if it was just the titles. Be like, wait, this is all in caps compared to the other ones. So again, that was my intention.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.